T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
8:13, Bruce Helmer. You hear him on the Sunday mornings here on WCC from Wealth Enhancement Group. Hi, Bruce.
Good morning.
The markets. Well, how concerned should we? Are we overdoing the talk on China trade or not?
I don't want to say we're overdoing it because it's news. And people do get concerned. And when they see a big drop or they see their 401k statement, I understand why people get nervous. But again, I know I'm a little bit like a broken record, but all your other great financial guests, Jill Schlesinger would say the same thing. Pete Najarian would say the same thing. Your long-term money, money you don't need anytime soon, if you're 50 and you're not going to retire for 10 years, 12 years, 15 years, that money should remain in stocks because stocks long-term have proven to give investors their greatest rewards. Can there be volatility in the short term? Absolutely. Will there be volatility in the short term? Absolutely. But long-term stocks probably give you your best rewards. So don't get too nervous about the day-to-day ups and downs. 600 points in the Dow down or 300 up. Where will it be 10, 12 years from now? I'm highly confident it'll be a lot higher.
How often do you have people reevaluate a 401k, for example?
That is a great question. So if we are not managing their 401k, so if we have a client that's doing other work with us, but they have a 401k that we don't have daily access to, I do like to look at that at least once a year. So on review meetings, we might say, okay, last year we told you to allocate X percent here, X percent there. We want to shift that around a little bit. We want to overweight here, underweight here, with the goal being, if you're being proactive, not to completely get in or out of the market, but if you think something is kind of high, you might want to sell a little bit of it and go buy something that you think might be a little bit low right now. So you're underweight and overweight on an ongoing basis, which is not the same as, oh my gosh, it fell 600 points, I better get out. No, you don't want to do that, but you do want to make little tweaks and little adjustments on a fairly regular basis.
What if you're a new parent or a new grandparent, you want to put money in a child's account for college? What's the smartest way to go?
I know why you're asking that question. So one of the really popular plans, although they do have drawbacks, the 529 college tuition plan, grandma and grandpa can set that up in their name with anyone they want as the beneficiary, including their new lovable little grandchild. And there's huge tax advantages then if that money is used for higher education. Higher education does not have to mean college. It could be VOTEC or it could be – I had one client that ended up naming himself and going to get a Master Gardener designation. Hmm. So higher education is a pretty liberal definition, but that's probably the most efficient way to do it for a baby, for a young grandchild. If that grandchild is 16 and they're going away to school in 2 years, then I wouldn't even bother with a 529.
What if you started a mutual fund instead of doing a 529?
You could do a mutual fund and your net-net might actually be better off. But you're going to have taxes on the gains on a mutual fund, and the perceived advantage of the 529 is the tax advantage. But there's other costs and there's other things within the 529 that the gross return might be enough less than the mutual fund that you might, in hindsight, say, heck, I'd have been better off just investing in a good mutual fund and paying the tax. I would have netted more money. But I still like 529s in the right situation, but I don't like them probably as much as most financial advisors do. So that's a great point.
And if you designated it to for your child or grandchild, and you put it in a fund where they get control of it at age 18, that's probably not a smart thing to do either, is it?
Well, yeah, it depends on how much you trust your grandchild. But again,
but that's who knows?
Yeah, the old UTMA accounts.
I know I wouldn't have trusted myself with that kind of kind of cake.
The old UTMAs and UGMAs, they did get control at either age 18 or age 21. With the 529, grandma and grandpa control where that goes and when it goes there. So, yeah, there's certain definitely advantages to 529s. And if you were going to put a little bit of money away for a grandchild, I might tell you to start there. But, yeah, if you just said, no, I'm just going to escrow in a good mutual fund and use it for whatever I want, whenever I want, maybe I'll give it to the grandkids, maybe I won't, but I'll pay taxes on it, I wouldn't try to talk you out of that either.
All right, Bruce, we'll look forward to hearing you on Sunday. Do you know what you're going to talk about yet? happened.
It's only Wednesday.
I got my answer right there.
Sorry.
Well, how could you with the way things are going right now?
We'll see.
All right.
Thanks, Steve.
Here's Bruce Helmer Sunday morning along with Peg right here on WCCO along with the legendary Denny Long. It's 8:17.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.